Riley Height left on a plane to Ottawa this morning, and if all goes according to plan, he won't be rejoining his Prince George Cougar teammates for the next month. The 19-year-old center is off to Canada's World Junior Team training camp. If he makes the team for the IIHF World Junior Tournament, December 26, Jan.5, it's quite conceivable he won't be available to the Cougars for their next 10 games. And everybody connected with the Cougars organization and fans of the team are okay with that, knowing Height has a shot at representing Prince George in the biggest hockey tournament of the year. Watching World Juniors is a Christmas tradition, and millions of Canadians will be glued to their TVs. I'm super fortunate and blessed that I get this chance to go play on the biggest stage in the world for my age group, and I'm just super excited, said Height. I'm going to go out in the world there for the next week in this camp and just try to do it. It's a quick turnaround, and I just have to give it my all for those 2 or 3 days and show I deserve to be there and that they made the right decision. I'll just take it day by day and not overthink stuff. I'll just go there and try to do what I do best. I've been trying to shoot a lot more in games and just open up a lot more stuff as well. The fact that it will be played in Canada, in front of NHL-sized crowds in the nation's capital, makes it even sweeter for Height, a player many pundits picked to make the World Junior team last year. To do it in your home territory as a country is something you're so proud of. It's nice when the fans are rooting for you, Height said. It gives you that extra bit of momentum, and it's pressure as well. It's good. It's a beautiful city, and hopefully we can get it done. Height, one of the most prolific playmakers in the Cougars' 31-season Prince George history, is having another great season in his second year as the team captain. With 13 goals and 24 assists in just 22 games, he ranks third in team scoring with 37 points. The Saskatoon native is just getting back to speed after suffering a broken jaw 3 weeks ago when he took a stick in the face in a game against Vancouver. Despite successive surgeries and having his jaw wired shut, he missed only 2 games. Listed at 5'11", 177 pounds, Height lost 15 pounds while his jaw was immobilized to allow the bone to heal. Everything he ate had to be liquefied and ingested with a straw. For sure, it's been hard the last 3 weeks. I've been in and out of surgery 2 or 3 times, and that's hard, said Height. I'm trying my best to stick with my team here and keep pushing every day and getting better, and it's starting to come around. I've put a little weight back on, but it keeps shedding off when you're playing games. The energy levels are hard, but I've been trying everything I can to get it back. I've only had the wires off for a week now, so I'm finally eating some food. I drank out of a straw for 2.5 weeks, and that was pretty hard. This is Height's third stint with the national team. In 2022, he helped Canada win gold at the Hlinka Gretzky U18 tournament, and he also wore the maple leaf in the 2023 U18 World Championship. It's a great opportunity, and it's an honor for him to go there and get a tryout and make the team, said Cougars head coach and general manager Mark Lamb. I totally expect him to make the team, and I expect other guys to pick it up while he's gone. He's earned it, he deserves it. It's been a tough go for him. He broke his jaw there and he's dropped 15 pounds. Try to grab your energy after that, that's a real tough go. The Team Canada camp opens on Tuesday, and they will take on the U Sports All-Stars in exhibition games Friday and Saturday. Canada plays pre-tournament games December 19 against Switzerland, December 21 against Sweden, and December 23 against Czechia. The Canadians will face Finland in their tournament opener on Boxing Day.